Talk About on Radio Kerry.
I'm delighted to welcome into studio two very special guests, as I mentioned before. I'm joined by father and daughter Dermot and Hazel Dineen from Fyries. And Hazel is 9 years old, and I won't ask how old Dermot is because I might get into trouble. But they're here to tell me about a special run that Dermot is going to do. So you're very welcome, first
thanks,
of all.
Thanks.
And Hazel, it's your birthday today.
Yeah, it's my birthday. I'm 9.
You're 9 today, and happy birthday.
Thank you.
And tell me what class you're in.
I'm in 3rd class.
And your school is where?
Fiery School.
Fiery School. Okay, who's your teacher?
Miss O'Sullivan.
She nice?
Kinda.
I hope she's not listening. Not at all. Listen, Dermot, I'll start with yourself. Hazel has had a few health challenges over the years.
Yeah.
And she's been in Crumlin.
A few years ago, yeah. She kind of got a little bit sick, and basically we ended up in Crumlin. We had to get an ambulance up from Tralee to Crumlin, and she had 3 weeks there. And ulcerative colitis was the diagnosis, which is it's becoming more prevalent, you know, in kids and stuff. Adults suffer from it too.
I've heard of it, yeah.
Yeah, and it kind of flare-ups is what happens. We basically got out, and 3 weeks later, a month later, we were back in again for another 3 weeks then, because she got another flare-up. And without boring you with the details, basically the long and the short of it, we were close to maybe having the colon removed at one stage, but due to the drugs that they're researching and everything else, they tried a kind of a new drug that was allowed to be used on kids and stuff. And from maybe getting a colon removed and all that brings to what you see in front of you today is a healthy child.
A perfectly normal, healthy little girl.
So
yeah.
I suppose it's basically what they do up there and stuff. I just, at the time, I said, look, I need to do something to give something back. And we kind of came up with this idea, didn't we?
Yeah.
And Hazel, what was it like being in hospital? Was it scary or did you...
No, it wasn't scary once I got up to Crumlin. The nurses were all so nice there. I loved it.
Yeah, and what... When you say they were nice, what kind of things did they do? Were they... Did they have time to chat to you and stuff?
They all chatted to me, and there was play nurses there, and they were very nice, especially, because they used to bring in toys, and there was this school room, but that was closed because of COVID. And then the teacher came in to me and she gave me little bits of work to do.
Okay. Did you make any new friends while you were there?
No, I didn't.
Oh, I suppose with COVID and everything, you had to probably stay. And you were very brave, I'd say, were you? Because there must have been a lot of pains and injections and stuff.
Yeah, like it wasn't that sore, to be honest.
Yeah.
And then my lung collapsed.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but I was fine. And then I had to go on this breathing thing. It wasn't like a machine, it was like this thing. I had to breathe in and out deep breaths, and I had to try to get this thing up to the top, and it was really cool.
Okay. And did you, when you were there, did you miss home?
I missed my sister a lot because mom and dad used to swap over in hospital.
Mm-hmm.
I missed my sister so much, but then I got to see her again.
Ah, lovely. Because she couldn't visit because of COVID, was it?
No.
And what's her name?
Her name is Maeve.
Maeve, she's older than you.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Is she listening or is she at school today?
Hopefully she's listening.
She might be listening. And what did you do? I suppose you were kind of bored a few times in hospital, were you?
Yeah, I was bored.
So sometimes. What would you do?
Sometimes I go for walks.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause there's a fish tank. We used to go to walks down to the fish tank and then we'd go back up. Sometimes I'd draw or do something like that.
Mm-hmm. And would you read books?
Yeah, I'd read books.
Okay.
I'd do some of my homework that the teacher gave me as well.
Okay. So I suppose you didn't mind missing too much school, did you?
No, I didn't mind it. Like, it was fine, though.
And you missed your friends as well, I suppose.
Yeah, I did miss my friends. They all, because it was at Christmas when I was coming back, they made this massive Christmas tree and everyone wrote a little message that said, "Get well soon, Hazel."
Oh, wasn't that lovely?
It was lovely.
That was a really nice thing to do. So listen, you decided anyway, your dad wanted to do something for the hospital because they were so good to you.
Yeah.
And you came up with the idea, is that right?
A run from Crumlin Hospital down to Kerry.
A run? So... And what did Daddy say when you told him that?
He was like, yeah, that's an amazing idea.
Yeah? He didn't say, oh God, no, I don't want to run all the way from Dublin to Kerry.
Well, he was kind of like that, but then he was like, oh yeah, this will be a nice thing to do. They've done a lot for us.
And is he fit?
He's very fit.
Is he? Are you, Dermot?
I am now.
How long have you been training?
I suppose I have done a good bit of running, but it would be shorter stuff, track runs and cross country. But I kind of started really training maybe back in the last year. I started properly training, and I was due to go in May, but I got a knee infection, so we had to start up again. But of course, there's a few extra months in the tank now, so I'm tapering maybe, which is where you kind of ease off everything with a couple of weeks now, so and letting the body recover before we go. So.
Before you go. And when do you set out from Crumlin then?
Next Thursday.
Next Thursday? Yeah. Oh, wow. Are you going to go up Hazel?
Not allowed to.
You're not allowed.
I'm not allowed to, but I just have to go to school and everything.
Oh, school. It gets in the way of all the fun stuff, doesn't
Kinda.
It?
Kind of. But the school actually helped us to raise money.
Did they?
All my friends were like, oh. So we have an astro pitch, and then we had to do like 10 laps around it. And all our friends were like, oh, Hazel, you're making us run like 15 laps. Why did you do that? Like,
but they knew it was for a good cause.
Yeah,
though.
They did. We got on TV for it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, we did.
On RTE?
RTE.
Oh, cool. Doing laps of the astro turf. And were you on the TV as well, yeah?
I was on TV as
well. Waving like mad at everybody.
Yeah.
But being on radio is even cooler than being on telly,
I
think.
Yeah, I think it is.
And so, Dermot, you could be running in all weathers.
I suppose. The weather were, it's in May, was the end of May, it was kind of the first idea, and we were hoping to be somewhere, right? But I suppose you could get anything. You could get rain, you could get sunshine. I suppose you just have to deal. I suppose the only thing, the temperature will be down a bit, hopefully. So the one thing I don't like is heat.
Is heat, running in heat.
We're not designed to deal with that, I suppose.
No, we're not. So. And will you be running alone, or will there be people with you?
Well, there's a guy, Kevin Lee, he was an ultra runner who's done races all over the world, and he's driving a camper van, and he's going to kind of support me on the way down. And then there'll be people joining all over the place coming down the country, friends who've helped me along the way, family, and whoever wants to join in is more than welcome to give me a hand and just join in. And it'll be kind of stop when I need to and the camper van will be there, take a rest, get my food, get my nutrition in, and off I go again. And that's the plan, really, hopefully.
And it's the equivalent of 8 marathons.
Yeah, 320 kilometres, yeah.
Okay, so you'll be coming down through Limerick.
I come down the canal, the Grand Canal, down as far as Shannon Harbour to try and stay off the roads as long as I can, just for safety, and I suppose it makes it a bit easier. And then from Shannon Harbour, it's roads. Shannon Harbour's in Offaly, roads into Adair, and then Adair to Rackheel, get on the Greenway to Ebbyfield, and then back on the road.
Fantastic.
I'd probably be walking at that stage.
You'll be hanging.
Anyway, yeah.
And you've actually raised quite an amount of money already for Crumlin.
Yeah, we're hoping. I think we're going to come close to 15,000, it looks like, anyway, hopefully. I think we're 12,600 at the moment. There's a few more donations have to be put in yet that we have. We just need to get them basically go to the bank and put them in there. So.
Yeah, and they need every penny they can get.
I think there's actually a guy, he's Seamus Hussey, he's kind of the head of research up there. He's a Kerry man. And the second time his was in there, he kind of did a lot of work with her. Just, I suppose, they're trying to find out about this, but without the money for the research, they're not going to be able to help kids. And I suppose everyone has their own thing. This was home for us. So, and the idea of coming from Crumlin to Kerry is we got to bring her home. We were lucky. She's healthy, and I think when you bring
them
home,
grateful.
When you bring them home, that's the
that's
thing.
All that matters, isn't it?
Yeah,
you must be really proud of your dad, Hazel.
I am, yeah.
He's a great dad. And what about your mom? Is she proud of him too?
Yeah, she's very proud.
And
fantastic.
On that note, can I just say thank you to my wife for putting up with me for the last week? Because it's a very selfish thing to do what I'm doing. She's fully behind it, but it's
selfless, I think. What's your wife's name?
Sharon.
Sharon. So hi to Sharon and Maeve, anyway, the other half of the family. We've got to go to the stall, but quickly, how can people donate?
Crumlin to Kerry, just go on Crumlin to Kerry on all social media and you will see it there, and you can follow donations for there. There's a little video and it's all there.
Hazel, have a fabulous birthday.
Thank you.
So lovely to meet you.
Thanks
both.
So
best
Thank
of
you.
Luck.
Appreciate Thank
it.
You.
Talk About on Radio Kerry.